This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Video released by the Ukrainian military appears to show fighting in the eastern part of the country, where Ukrainian soldiers have fought Russian invaders for months. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A GoPro camera mounted on a Ukrainian tank claims to show fighting near the shattered city of Bakhmut in a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder, but neither has so far managed to win. The tank platoon's commander, call sign Bender, told Reuters his unit fired on Russian positions in support of Ukrainian infantry. Russia has claimed in recent days to have made progress in street-by-street fighting. British intelligence on Wednesday said Ukrainian forces had successfully pushed the Russians back from one of the city's main supply routes. The head of a private Russian mercenary group heavily involved in the Bakhmut operation on Wednesday acknowledged that the fighting had badly damaged his forces.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The top U.S. military officer says the Pentagon has a long ways to go to beef up its munition stockpiles and ensure the country is ready for any large-scale war. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley tells Congress the war in Ukraine has underscored the heavy use of munitions that's required during any major conflict. At a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee, Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced repeated questions about the impact the war is having on the Pentagon as it supplies Ukraine with much of the ammunition it needs to fend off Russian forces. They say the conflict has pushed the U.S. to increase production rates and reevaluate how much of a stockpile is really needed. The Pentagon is requesting $30 million in the 2024 fiscal year budget and to buy the maximum number of munitions that American industry can produce. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Italian news agency.